97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Jim McNeely, Life Safety Specialist for Safe Haven Security. Jim, I thank you so much for coming to speak with me today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. You're a font of information, so much stuff. Your company is, you work with Safe Haven Security as well as a lot of other businesses. Why don't you tell us what's new and exciting in the world of security, Jim?
The security industry is ever evolving, ever changing, and it's largely because technology has evolved and changed. When we look at the fact now that more people are going wireless with their phone, they no longer have telephone lines, we're able to do things that are pretty amazing, such as integration of the wireless technology to run the security system, but also to interface that with Android and iPhone applications where people can activate and control not only their security system, but they can also have devices such as thermostat control, lighting control, where now they're doing home automation all through their security system, and they're using modern technology to do these types of things. It's something that is ever evolving because as you look at the way things have changed, the security industry continues to change as well. It's even involving video where you can integrate wireless IP cameras, or you can take the old style digital cameras or the analog type cameras, CCTV cameras, have those to where they can be watched remotely by way of internet applications or internet applications by way of an Android phone or a smartphone. Those are just some of the, you know, the new changes that you see from really just over the last year or so.
And I'll bet that's the tip of the iceberg for all the technologies that hit security these days.
Yeah, very much so.
Jim, why is it important for a home or business to have a security system?
When we look at national statistics, generally every 15.4 seconds, there's going to be a burglary. Also, when you look at the fact that it's not really a matter of when something is going to happen, it's basically you know that it's going to happen and you need to protect yourself from it. When it comes to businesses and homes, this also involves some of the technology that's out there. It's not just about being burglarized. There's the aspects of fire. One of the major things that insurance agents have to deal with is water damage. And when you look at the fact that you can integrate water sensors that are a part of the security system that can detect whether or not a pipe has ruptured or a hot water heater is ruptured so that response can get there, you know, to get the water cut off so it doesn't do as much damage.
Right.
Those are just some of the applications. But one of the other things that we're seeing is when it comes to a business, businesses face a lot of challenges and they have threats from the outside as well as the inside. And one of the biggest threats on the outside is the theft of copper wire and as well as the theft of AC units, where you have perpetrators that realize that the high price value of copper and the fact that in most cases, the AC unit, which in a commercial unit could be $15,000, $25,000, $30,000 that's sitting there completely unsecure.
Wow.
And they can go out and steal the compressor where that valuable metal is located. They're going to go after it. And it's been happening in droves. And in fact, there are plenty of articles that are online. They've been written in the NNO as well as the News and Observer. The News and Observer, the Herald Sun, all of them have had articles on recent copper theft. And the police officers have been dealing with this because it affects a lot of things. It's where they're not only going after those AC units, but now they're also going after utility wire.
Utility wire? You got to climb the pole or?
They'll pull out any type of wire that they can get for the copper. And with the security applications that I do, I have devices that can protect both the AC unit from theft, which helps the business tremendously, which helps homeowners tremendously. In some cases, you will see them cut the water off, perpetrator cut the water off at the street level and go underneath an older home that has copper piping and then cut out all the pipes underneath. And you can imagine the amount of damage that that does.
Jim, in Orange County, do you have any feel for how prevalent it is? Are we talking about, I know this is a nationwide problem, but as we narrow it closer to home, are you seeing a lot of it personally? Are your business seeing a lot of it in Orange County?
Businesses deal with it all the time. And as I talk to insurance agents, they're all telling me that they have claims, and it's one of the most frustrating things that they have to deal with because they have protection on the inside of the business, but there generally isn't protection on the outside of the business. And that's a problem. And those are big, big claims. And now when you look at the economy, businesses are struggling to try to stay afloat. You know, in some cases, their profit margin is very, very thin. The one thing that they can't afford to have is their insurance rates escalate because they had to file a claim. They have their insurance because it's a necessity,
right,
but they don't want to have to file these claims. But if you get hit with a $25,000, $30,000 claim on an AC unit, you have to file a claim because in many cases, they don't have that money just sitting there.
Is there a certain time of day or a certain part of the year or the week when these kind of crimes are prevalent, or it's just every day we can expect
it? It's different between commercial as compared to residential. In a residential setting, your burglaries are going to occur between 10 and 3. In a commercial setting, it's generally going to be at nighttime because there aren't employees
there.
Everybody's
gone, right.
And they just know that they can drive in and do what they do and get out without being seen, recognized, or noticed. And then the next morning, they come in and find out that
the damage has already been done. In our 30 seconds left in this segment, Jim, why don't you give us some contact information in case our listeners would like to contact you to hear more?
You can reach me at 919-949-9690, or you can go to the website at www.trianglehomesecurity.com.
Thank you. Give us that phone number one more time, please.
919-949-9690.
Thank you, Jim. Let's take a break now. In our next segment, I want to talk about the book that you've got out with all these magnificent tips that everybody should know to protect themselves and their businesses especially. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Jim McNeely. Jim is a life safety specialist for Safe Haven Security. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
My guest today is Mr. Jim McNeely, Life Safety Specialist for Safe Haven Security. During our first segment, Jim gave us some amazing ideas and thoughts as what's happening in the world of security. Jim, you've put a book out now. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, very excited. In August 8th, I released the Homeowners and Consumers Toolbox, Safety to Saving, Tips and Tools at Your Fingertips, which is a free ebook that you can find and download at www.protectitnow.blogspot.com. The book was an idea that I had that I wanted to provide incredible value to my clients, my potential clients, and people that I come in contact with. The book has five distinct sections in it. Everything from safety to finance to consumer services, health and wellness, and productivity. The fun thing about the book was that the fact that I got to work with many of the top professionals in their particular fields that were contributors to the book. And the biggest portion that I did was the safety section, as well as putting everything together and managing it all.
And you have a lot of tips. Why don't you share some of the tips that our business people on who are listening now really need to hear, Jim?
Well, a couple of the articles that I really feel made a very, very big impact and a difference when it comes to security for me were, how likely are you to be burglarized? And in that particular chapter, the one thing that I wanted to stress to people were all the factors that could relate to a home being a potential to be victimized. And a lot of times people don't understand that it's such things as the location of where the property is located. They oftentimes forget the fact that criminals drive from one place to another. So there's a common misconception that I live in a safe neighborhood. But unless there's some magical force field around that particular neighborhood, then the criminal can drive into that community. And if you're on course between where they are and where they're going, it's one of the things that could contribute to the fact that your home could be a potential to be victimized. Homes that are sitting next to an unoccupied property or an empty lot. One of the things that people fail to realize is in that particular case, there's nobody looking or that can or is capable of looking or seeing from the other house because it's unoccupied.
Right.
If there's a wooded lot behind the house, if it sits in a cul-de-sac, because the fact that you enjoy the fact that there's not a lot of traffic, the criminals also enjoy that fact as well. It provides them an extra measure of cover. You know, when you look at some of the other things that people fail to realize is you could have one person with a drug addiction that's in that community. And once they get done robbing and stealing from their own home, they're going to look for someplace else to steal. And your stuff is just as good as anybody else's. And those are just some of the tips. The other article that I put out was the 5 deadly secrets that some security dealers don't want you to know. And there are things in the industry that, in my opinion, should not be because they hurt the consumer. So what I did was I outlined those particular things and made sure that it was a part of the book so that people knew how contracts renewed, how people knew what some of the cunning and deceptive things that some security dealers do that put the homeowner at a complete disadvantage. And now by having this information, they can make the best decisions for themselves because now they're educated consumers.
That's valuable.
And for me, yeah, it's all about education. It's all about empowerment. It's all about giving my clients the maximum value when it comes to their security. And this is what that book is about. Providing
and
that.
The book is free, you say? Folks can just go online and get it?
They can get it for free.
Tell us that website one more time, sir.
www.protectitnow.blogspot.com. I encourage you to get it. It will truly bless you. It will educate you, and you'll want to share it with others.
That's very generous of you to put it together and to give it away for free. Thank you. Jim, how has the economy affected the world of security?
One of the things that's affected my business when it came to the economy was the housing market. As builders started to go out of business, then that made it a little bit more difficult because there wasn't as many new homes to service, which was a major portion of my business. So what I had to do was transition a bit. And one of the neat things that I did was I focused more and developed on my commercial side, worked a lot harder on working with customers that have existing systems and helping them to upgrade and get the maximum security that they needed. Another thing that I really looked at was the fact that when it comes to the economy, it doesn't just affect one person or one industry, it affects everybody. So one of the things that we do at Safe Haven is help people to save money.
Ooh.
Now, that is so critical because there are a lot of national programs that are out there where people are paying very, very high rates. But I have rates that are as low as $19.99 per month. So when I'm able to take somebody from what they were paying at $40 down to $20, guess what I just did?
You're saving them some money.
Saving them a lot of money.
Big time, yes.
And in some cases where people may have just had a landline that they were paying $30 or $40 a month just for their security system, I come in and I add a cellular device to their system, and now they get rid of that phone line as well as save money. In some cases, I've put $400 or $500 back into that family's budget.
Beautiful.
Now, people love that.
They've got to love that. Do you also just come in to do security audits for people, Jim?
I certainly do.
Do people just call you and say, please come and tell me what you can find?
In many cases, the security needs analysis that I will do will come from me doing a safety awareness seminar for a community, and one thing will lead to another, and people will say, well, can you come out? Can you take a look at my situation? And I'm more than happy to oblige.
Well, Jim, for this segment, let's leave it there. And when we come back, let's hear some more about the world of safety and security and what's happening. You're so close to it. Thank you so much. Hold on, please. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Jim McNeely, Life Safety Specialist for Safe Haven Security. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Jim McNeely, Life Safety Specialist for Safe Haven Security. Jim, you mentioned that it's not a matter of if, but when, and you also mentioned that in the area, no matter where you live, if people want to come around and get you, they can. But we're talking about the greater triangle now, and we sure seem like we're very safe around here. Is that a correct perception?
Actually, it's an incorrect perception. And the reason that it's incorrect is because crime happens everywhere. If there was no need for public safety officers, we wouldn't have them. They have to respond to calls each and every single day. And many cases, what's happened is that there is a perception that everything is all right. But in actuality, the police, the sheriff's department, they're responding to numerous calls of things that are happening all the time. So people have to develop what I call a safety consciousness. And by developing a safety consciousness, you can create safe and secure communities. You're not going to be able to completely eradicate crime, but what you are able to do is to minimize it. And it's important not to do things that are going to attract would-be negative elements into your community.
Right.
And when you have a very lax and cavalier attitude in regards to security, to think that you don't need to lock doors, that you don't need to put your garage door down, where you have people that are talking about how they leave the house all the time and where they leave their keys and crazy stuff like that around people that they've just met.
Mm.
There are so many situations to where in doing things like that, criminals realize that because people aren't looking for it, they don't expect it because they think that they're safe, that's one of the attracting factors. It's similar to leaving food outside your home and not expecting vermin to show up. Exactly what it's comparative to.
Jim, the last few seconds that we have, you said something fascinating to me, and that is people think they're hiding things in their house when actually they're hiding exactly where the bad guys know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell us about that in the last minute.
One of the reasons that that happens is, in many cases, burglars are addicts, and addicts are very good at hiding their drugs from the people that live with them. So they will hide them in places that most people wouldn't think of, you know, in the backside of a closet, behind a toilet bowl, in the tank, inside, it's like the back of the freezer. Well, guess what? When you try to hide your things there, the perpetrator automatically is going to go to those places to look for them because it's the places where they would hide their drugs and nobody would look for them. And when you have that type of situation, it's crazy to have a $200,000 house and trust it to a $20 lock. It just makes no sense whatsoever.
Jim, I wish we had more time to talk, but our time is up. You've given us so much valuable information. I encourage everyone to go online and get your free book. Tell us very quickly, one more time, how they can get that book.
You can get the book by going to protectitnow.blogspot.com and click on the image of the cover of the book, and you'll be able to download it for free.
Jim, thank you so very much for coming to speak with us today. Valuable information. Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today has been Mr. Jim McNeely, Life Safety Specialist for Safe Haven Security. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.